Okay, today we're going to learn Paraches Mishnah Zayin and Ches. So Mishnah Zayin is going to discuss. You have Shemitah stuff. The halacha is, as we've learned a few times already, that you're not allowed to destroy it, you're not allowed to waste it. If you have Shemitah wine, you're not allowed to use it to put out your Avdalah candle with. You have to drink all of your Shemitah wine. You're not allowed to spill it down the drain. So one of the safeguards that we have in order to make sure that you don't waste Shemitah produce is that you shouldn't cook Shemitah vegetables in Truma oil, because the halacha is that if Truma becomes Tameh, then you have to burn the Truma. So if your Shemitah vegetables are saturated with Truma oil, and then it were to become Tameh, Shemitah that's Tameh you're allowed to eat, but Truma that's Tameh you have to burn. So if these Shemitah vegetables were saturated with Truma oil, you would have to then destroy these Shemitah vegetables. And we don't want to do something that's going to lead you to destroy the Shemitah vegetables. But Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon says that's Mutter, and the bartender explains mutter what lahavi kachim the base absol to do something that's mutter right now, even though there's a risk that it's going to be maybe lide psol, that it's going to have to that it's going to lead to you having to burn it. But the bartender points out the ein halacha Rabbi Shimon, that we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon, we paskin yitaka should not do this. Now the halacha also is, says the Mishnah, the achron nitpas b'shvias, that when you exchange shmita produce for food and then that for other food or whatever, the last thing it was exchanged for has Kedusha Shviyas, but Vapri Atzma Aser. The original Pri remains Aser as well. As the Bartanura points out, Ketzad, Lakach Beperu Shviyas Basar. Let's say you take your Shemitah wheat and you buy meat with it. You barter it for meat. HaBasar VeHaPeros Misbarim B'Shviyas. Both the wheat and the meat have the status of Shemitah. Lakach BeBasar Dag, but then you barter, you decide you're going to be a vegetarian. So you barter that meat for fish. Yatza Basar V'Nitfas Dag. Now the meat no longer has the status of Shemitah, but the fish does. The wheat still does, the meat doesn't, but the fish does. If you then decide you're going to become totally vegan, you're not even going to eat fish, so you decide to switch it for oil, so now the dagim don't have the status of Shemitah, but the shemen does. So that which is chayiv and biur are the original peros and the shemen. So it's achron nitvas, and the pri of Shviyas itself is always going to be aser. How do we know this? So the Bartanura says, mafkina lamidichsiv ki yovel hi kodesh, ma kodesh tofis estama, vav Shviyas tofes es estameha. Ima kodesh tofis dama viyotsi lechulin, av Shviyas tofes dama viyotsi lechulin, tamalomer, tiyye bav yasatei. That it's a double limud. Number one, we learn that it's like kodesh, in that it's tofes estama, that it has an impact on the next, that for what that which it's exchanged for. But unlike Kodesh, the initial item never goes away, never loses its Kedusha. And that we derive from Tihiyah, Bahaviyasa Tehei. Now the Mishnah talks about things that you're not allowed to buy with Shemitah money, and what happens if you do. So, you're not allowed to buy avadim and karka and non-kosher animals, because you can't use non-kosher animals as food, obviously, with Shemitah money, because you're only allowed to buy food with Shemitah money. And then the Mishnah tells us there's a knas if you do. If you spent the Shemitah money on things you weren't supposed to spend it on, you now have to take the unequal amount of money and treat it with the sanctity that you would treat Shemitah with, and do with it whatever you would do with real Shemitah money. So the halacha, not only that, the halacha is that even if you want to buy a korban, certainly a voluntary korban, but even a korban chova, for a voluntary carbon, you're allowed to use Shemitah money because you can eat it and it's fine. You can use it as a carbon nedava. But let's say you want to bring a carbon chovo with Shemitah money. Ein mevi'in kine zavim. If a person is a zav and therefore has to bring a pair of birds because of his tumah ziva, the halacha is that if a woman becomes a zava gedola, if she sees dam for 3 days in a row during the yud alef yom shebein nida l'nida, during the 11 days where she's eligible to be a zava, she has to bring a carbon. The halacha is that a man is mitame b'ri'ios kibayamim, that a man, even if it's all on one day that he sees multiple re'ios of ziva, he's going to have to bring a korban. So that korban that you're obligated to bring, v'kinei zavos, for a male zavim, or for female zavos, v'kinei yoldos, or if a woman gives birth and she has to bring a pair of korbanos, they do not bring that midmei shviyas. You're not allowed to use shmita money for that, because in general, whenever you're chayiv to bring a korban, it has to be from regular chulin money. It cannot be from money that has kedusha. V'im hevi, and over here here also there's a knas that if you did that, yochal kenegdan, you're going to have to use that same amount of money you spent on the carbon and take that and treat it with Shemitah Kedusha. And then another knas, ein sachen kelim b'shem shel shviyas, you're not supposed to rub kelim with Shemitah oil, because Shemitah oil again is supposed to be eaten. You're not allowed to use it in a way that has nothing to do with eating. So to rub it on your skin, we learn sicha kishtia, that's mutter, but to rub it on a kli is not mutter, and therefore v'imsach yochal kenegdo, that if you did in fact rub kelim with Shemitah oil, so as a knas, you have to eat with kedusha shvis, you have to eat food that has the same value as the oil that you use in this inappropriate way. So to quickly review, in Mishnah Zayin we learned two things, that machlokas, whether you're allowed to cook Shemitah vegetables in truma oil, do you have to be concerned that it's going to be maybe l'day psul? And we also learned that achron achron nitvas b'shvius v'apri atzmo asur, no matter how many times you exchange Shemitah for something else, the last item you exchange it for is going to have kedusha shvius, as well as the original kri. And then in Mishnah Ches, we learned about three different cases where we make a knas, that if you misused Shemitah produce, you then have to, or Shemitah money, you then have to take an equal amount of money and use that as if it were actual Shemitah. Case number one was if you bought avadim and karkos and a behemoth tmeya. Case number two is if you bought karbanos that you chayiv to bring. And case number three is if you rubbed oil of Shemitah on a kli. So in all three of those cases, since you've misused those items, you have to, you're going to have to use that same amount of money and treat it with kedusha shviyas. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perches Mishnah Tes.